Trumos Perek Vav Mishnah Gimel. Hamachil es Paul Lavaves Orchav Truma. If somebody feeds his workers or his guests Truma, and there's a discussion in the Mefarshim whether or not he knew about it, and the Yerushalmi seems to prove that even he knew that he was giving them Truma. He was trying to be cheap. But in either case, they had no idea that what they were eating was Truma. So who has to pay? Hu Mishalei Mesakeren. He has to pay for the Karen, for the principal. The employer, the innkeeper, the one who did the serving, is treated like a thief because he was not allowed to give truma to them, so he has to pay back the principal that he stole. But Behem Mishalmin es Achomesh. But they are the ones who have to pay the additional fifth because they're the ones who actually ate the truma, Divrei Rabbi Meir. So he actually pins the fifth on them. But the Chachamim disagree. And they say, Hey Mishalmin Karen Vachomesh. They actually have to pay the Karen and the Chomesh for having eaten it. But Behu Mishalim Lohem Demei Seudasan. He has to pay them the cost of their meal. Now the way it's actually going to work out is not necessarily so unfair. He pays them in cash. They have to take Chulin produce and they have to pay for the Truma and for the Chomesh that they have to pay on top of that. But they are paying at the Truma price, which is actually lower. He has to pay for them the amount of money that their meal was worth, and he has to pay them the Chulin price of what they would have been getting if it was Chulin. So for example, the same meal in Chulin might be worth 4 dinars, but in Truma, because it's a limited market and only Kohanim can buy it, might have only been worth 3. So in a way, even though they're paying the Karen and the Chomesh, they're still getting paid back more for their outlay because they were owed a good Chulin meal that they were going to be allowed to eat. Mishnah Dalet, Hagonev Truma Velo Achola. If somebody stole Truma, so we have a ganav here, but he did not eat it, it's still intact and he can return it to the Kohen. Mishalem Tashlume Kefel Demei Truma. He has to pay the Kefel according to the price of the Truma. So like any thief, he has to pay Kefel, he has to pay double. But he pays it based on the Truma that he stole because he gave back the original Truma. He stole something that was worth the lesser Truma price, the lower market value, and so only pays Kefel based on that. He doesn't have to worry about the Chomesh, he didn't eat it yet. But Achola, if he did eat it, then Mishalim Shnei Karanim, he has to pay twice of the Karen, the original and the Kefel, and the Chomesh. He has to pay a fifth from his Chulin. Karen v'chomesh min ha-chulin, both the Karen and the Chomesh have to come from Chulin. The Karen demei truma. The second Karen, the Kefel, can come from the money or the price of truma. So he can pay the Kefel in cash rather than having to pay it from Chulin the way that he was going to have to do with the original Karen and the Chomesh. That applies when he ate it. When he didn't eat it, then he gives back the original and he pays the Kefel and the Chomesh only. Ganav Trumas Hekdesh Va'akola. Now a little bit more complicated. What he stole was Truma, but it was Truma that the Kohen had donated to the Beis HaMikdash as Hekdesh. So now he's in real trouble because he stole not only something ordinary, he stole Truma that was also Hekdesh at the same time, Va'akola, and then he ate it on top of that. So now what does he have to do? Mishalem Shnei Chomoshim V'Keren. He has to pay the Karen for what he stole, the Truma, but he also has to pay 2 Chomesh payments, one for the Truma and one for the Hekdesh, because the Torah mandates an extra Chomesh, Chamishi Sav. He has to add that for both the Karen of Truma and for the fact that it was Hekdesh. What about the Kefel? That he doesn't have to pay. She'ein behekdesh tashlume Kefel. When you have Hekdesh, you don't pay a Kefel payment like that. The Torah says, this is all in Bava Metzia, Yishalim Shnayim L'Re'ehu. He has to pay double to his Re'ehu, to his fellow, to his friend. And Hekdesh, in a way, is not his friend. It's not a person. So you don't pay Kefel to Hekdesh anyway in the first place. So in this case, he has nobody to pay the Kefel payment to.